Would like to read from 1 Corinthians in chapter 11.
Tida kuverenga vakorindi vekutanga chitsauko 11
verses 27 and up to verse 29.
Verse 27 kusvika verse 29.
You know, this is the portion that we normally read when we are partaking of communion.
Ndicho chikamu chatinowanza kuverenga kana tichidya chirayiro.
But I just want to take these scriptures for our text this evening.
Ndoda kungoverenga magwara awo sechidzidzo chedu madekwana ano.
Wherefore, verse 27, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Naizvozvo mumwe nemumwe unodya chingwa ichi kana kunwa mukombe washe nomutoo usina kufanira uchava nemhosva yomuviri neropa rashe.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Zvino munhu ngaazviidze kuti adye chingwa ichi achidaro nokunwa mukombe uyu.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Nokuti unodya nokunwa asinganatsi kunzwisisa muviri washe, unozvidyira nokuzvinwira kurohwa.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated.
Ishe wawedzere maropafadzi pakuverengwa kweshoko. Mugare zvenyu pasi.
These ordinances have something to do with our Christian life.
Zvitevedzwa izvi zvine chekuita neupenyu hwedu hwechikristu.
Our last message we took about communion.
Maridzo edu yatapedzera kutaura pamusoro pechirayiro.
We were talking about feet washing.
Taitaura pamusoro pekugezana tsoka.
How you got to respect your brother.
Kuti unofanira kuremekedza sei hama yako.
And God is going to return you to respect you in turn.
Mwari vozokuremekedzawo iwewe.
Because you are respecting the God that is in the brother.
Nekuti uri kuremekedza Mwari ari muhama.
Amen.
Amen.
This is why you want to take a lower position than your brother.
Ndicho chikonzero uchida kuzvideredza iwewe. Kuchisa hama yako pamusoro pako.
This is where humility begins from.
Ndo panotanga kuzvininipisa.
This is the opposite of pride.
Izvi zvinopesana nekuzvikudza.
Amen.
Amen.
Pride means you believe that you are above everybody.
Kuzvikudza kunoreva kuti iwe uri pamusoro pemunhu wese.
And you feel if I'm not there, nothing is ever going to work.
Unenge uchizvinzwa kuti kana ini ndisipo hapana chichambofamba.
Amen. But the people that are great in the eyes of the Lord.
Asi vanhu vanonzi vakuru mumaziso aMwari.
Whenever you get among them.
Pose paunoenda pakati pavo.
You feel the power of humility around you.
Unonzwa simba rekuzvininipisa rakakukomberedza.
And they always want to make you feel great.
Vanowanzoda nguva dzose kuti vaite kuti iwe unzwe kunge ndiwe mukuru.
But meanwhile, when you get away from their presence, something tells you this is a great man of God.
Asi uchinge wabva pavari pane chimwe chinhu chinokuudza kuti uyu munhu mukuru waMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we get to respect one another.
Patinotanga kuremekedzana.
And believe your brother is a Christian.
Wotenda kuti hama yako muKristu.
This is where Christian life is beginning.
Ndo panovamba upenyu hwechiKristu.
Until John says, "But this shall all men know."
Kusvika John anoti neizvi vanhu vose vachaziva kuti
you are my disciples.
Kuti muri vadzidzi vangu.
Because you have love one for another.
Nekuti munodanana mumwe nemumwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So Christianity is not the jumping around.
Saka chiKristu hakusi kungosvetuka svetuka.
Christianity is not how you can connect codes and codes.
ChiKristu hachisi kuti unogona sei kubatanidza zvakataurwa naBrother Branham.
Or how many testimonies you can give every day.
Kana kuti zvapupu zvingani zvaunopa mazuva ose.
That is wonderful.
Zvakanaka izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you also know that Judas Iscariot was also giving the same testimony.
Nekuti tinofanira kuziva kuti Judas Iscariot aipowo zvapupu zvakadaro.
Was he casting out demons?
Aidzinga here madhimoni?
Yes.
Hongo.
Until the prophet says in the church age book.
Kusvikira muprofita anoti mubhuku remachurch ages.
That the ministry of Judas Iscariot.
Shumiro ya Judas Iscariot.
Was not in any way inferior from the other ministries of the other apostles.
Yanga isina kuderera pane imwe shumiro yamu apostola vese.
He was a great man.
Angari munhu mukuru.
Amen.
Amen.
But the difference
asimusiyano
was what was on the inside.
Wanga uri changa chiri mukati.
Amen. he could not get up onto Pentecost.
Anga asingakwanise kuenda rwendo rwese kusvika Pentecost.
Everything else he was doing.
Zvimwe zvese zvaiita.
Amen. So we want to make sure we want to go past Judas Iscariot.
Tuda kudarika Judas Iscariot.
And be real Christians in this hour.
Tova maKristu echokwadi munguva yedu.
Amen.
Amen.
It all begins from the heart.
Zvinotangira mumoyo.
Not on your mouth.
Kwete pamuromo wako.
Because God records what is in your heart.
Nekuti Mwari vanoverenga zviri mumoyo mako.
Much more than what you are saying.
Kudarika zvauri kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
What is in your heart is sounding louder to God than what is coming out of your mouth.
Zviri mumoyo mako zvinoita rudya kudarika zviri pamuromo wako kuna Mwari.
So you can manage to deceive everybody else.
Unogona kubudirira kunyengera vamwe vanhu vese.
But you can never deceive God.
Asa haugoni kunyengera Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is your attitude that matters.
Saka maonero ako ane basa.
I want to look at three issues tonight before we get into communion.
Ndoda kutarisa zvinhu zvitatu madekwana anotisati tatanga chirairo.
All about discerning the body of the Lord.
Asi zvese zviri pakunzvera mutumbi waIshe.
Amen. On page 1 and paragraph 6.
Page 1 paragraph 6.
Of that book discerning the body of the Lord.
Mubhuku rinonzi kunzvera mutumbi waIshe.
He says, you see?
Anzi munoona?
I like that story. Because that Roman recognized that he was a man with authority.
Ndinofarira nyaya iyi nekuti muRoma uyu akacherechedza kuti aiva munhu ane simba.
And if he said to a man,
uye kuti akati kune munhu,
do this
itaizu,
or do that,
kana ita ichi,
he did.
Aita.
He did it. And aizu. He recognized the same authority in the Lord Jesus.
Akakwanisa kucherechedza simba rimwe chete muna Ishe Jesu.
This is discernment. He saw it.
Murikuona uku kunzvera akazviona.
He was able to identify.
Akakwanisa kuzvicherechedza.
What was in Jesus Christ.
Zvanga zviri muna Jesu Kristu.
He was a man of authority.
Anga ari murume ane simba.
He could send any soldier.
Aikwanisa kutuma chero muuto.
Amen. And the soldier will go.
Muuto achitoenda.
Amen. Come, he will come.
Achidaidzwa achitouya.
But he seeing authority in Jesus Christ.
Asa akaona simba muna Jesu.
He knew that if he say to a man that was under him, you go.
Aiziva kuti akatuma munhu ari pasi pake kuti iwe enda.
Or you come.
Kana kuti iwe huya.
He had to obey him.
Aifana kutomuteerera.
And he knew that all sicknesses and diseases were under control of the Lord Jesus.
Akaziva kuti urwere hwese nehosha dzose dzaive pasi peutongi waIshe Jesu.
Therefore he didn't have to come lay hands on the servant.
Naizvozvo havaifanira kuuya voisa maoko pamuranda wake.
Just speak the word and my servant will live.
Chingotaura ishoko uye muranda wangu anorarama.
And Jesus marveled.
Uye Jesu akashamiswa.
And he said, I have not found faith like this in Israel.
Akati handisandaona kutenda kwakadai muIsraeri.
So I would show hope that I live to see the day.
Saka itariro yangu kuti ndoda kurarama kuona zuva.
When we Americans will have that kind of faith.
Kuti isu vemuAmerica tine mhando yekutenda kwakadaro.
Just speak the word.
Ingotaura ishoko
Ishe. And my servant will live.
Muranda wangu anorarama.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it will be a great day.
Oh, rinenge riri zuva rakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
When we see that among the believers.
Tikazviona izvi pakati pevatendi.
Not only America, but this is the privilege of every Gentile.
Kwete kuAmerica chete, asi uyu maropafadzo emunhu wese asiri muIsraeri.
This man was a Gentile.
Murume uyu aive murudzi.
And he had a lot of authority.
Aive nesimba guru.
I want you to see where the discernment comes in.
Ndoda kuti muone kuti kunzvera kwakauya papi.
Everybody else saw what Jesus was doing.
Mumwe vamwe vanhu vese vakaona zvaitwa naJesu.
It didn't matter much to them.
Hazvina kumbovabata zvikuru.
Until maybe they could be worried why didn't he come and heal them also.
Kusvika pamwe vakanetsikana kuti sei asina kuuya kuzovaporesawo
iwo. Why doesn't he heal everybody?
Sei asingapodze vanhu vese.
Amen. They were even complaining in their hearts.
Vaitonyunyuta mumoyo yavo.
Why doesn't he use this power for everybody?
Sei asingashandise simba rake iri kune munhu wese.
But this centurion,
asi mukuru wezana,
was a man in authority.
Anga ari murume ane simba.
Centurion means a soldier that is above 100.
Mukuru wezana zvinoreva kuti musoja anotungamira mamwe masoja zana.
This was a great man.
Anga ari murume mukuru.
Because there are soldiers who are over 10, who are over 50, and this one was over 100.
Pane mauto anenge ari gumi kana 50, asi uyu aitungamira zana.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he looked at it,
saka paakazvitarisa izvi,
he compared what he was doing, his authority and Jesus' authority.
Akaenzanisa simba rainaro nezvaaita nesimba raJesu nezvaaita.
Me, I'm a natural man.
Akati ini ndiri munhu wenyama.
I will tell a soldier to go and he goes.
Ndinotuma muto kuti enda oenda.
Without asking any question.
Asingabvunze mubvunzo.
I will tell them to come and they will come.
Ndinovadana kuti huyai vachiuya.
Without any question.
Pasina mubvunzo.
But he said, this kind of authority
asi mhando yesimba rakadai
is higher than mine.
Radarika rangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because his authority is even over demons.
Nekuti simba rake ritoriwo pamusoro pemadhimoni.
It's over diseases.
Riri pamusoro pezvirwere.
But my authority is not over that.
Asi simba rangu haritonge izvozvo.
Mine is only natural, but this one is over both natural and spiritual.
Rangu ndere panyama bedzi, asi reuyu riri pamusoro penyama nezvepamweya.
And when he was convinced, he didn't keep that to himself. He put it into action.
Akatanga kuzvishandisa.
Amen.
Amen.
He went to the Lord.
Akaenda kunashi.
Master, I'm not worthy that you come under the roof of my house.
Kuti muuye mumba mangu.
But my servant is sick.
Asi muranda wangu ari kurwara.
Amen. But what I'm asking for you to do, please. Where you are standing right now, speak the word. I know my servant is going to be made whole. Amen.
Amen.
This is what discernment is all about. When you see it, put it to use.
Ukazviona chitanga kuzvishandisa.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you put it to use, you wait for results.
Ukazvishandisa chimirira zvibereko.
And what happened? Some of the servants came and said, please don't bother the master now. He says, why? He says, that servant is healed already. Amen.
Amen.
He says, what time was he healed? 11th hour. That's exactly the time I asked them to speak the word. And it worked out. Discerning the body of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So you are looking at what is happening. And you apply that. Is that right? So your brother is important. And you must discern what God has put in him. Do you remember what the prophet says? If God has given you a gift, that gift is not for yourself. That gift is for us. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to benefit from your gift. So once we realize you've got it, amen, we are waiting now to benefit. If we know that you have got a gift from the Lord. Now, when I am talking about a gift, I know you quickly think wrong. I'm not talking about prophesying. I'm not talking about praying for the sick. Although those things are included. Is that right? We can also talk about preaching, we can talk about singing, we can talk about any other gift. Fixing your car, making shoes and all the different things. It's not for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Even the Shona people saw that. And you don't want to believe it, but the Shona people saw it. You know what they said? The son of a cobbler has no shoes. He doesn't want to interpret that. He's busy making shoes for others. But not for himself. Not for his children. Is that right? Yes. You must look into these things. But when you see that, you must make sure you are waiting for benefits. And it is going to work when you apply it to yourself. This man has got a gift. It could be building. You tell him, come and build my house. Amen. And he will build a nice one. He might not even have one. I don't want to go into a lot of things, please. It's communion night. Amen. But I want to describe what discerning the body of the Lord means. You use that gift to your advantage. But you cannot use it until you discern that this man has got it. And it is going to be useful to me. And the moment you recognize it, it is going to work.
Amen.
Are we believers? If you are in the body of Jesus Christ, it means you are a believer. We have a problem with people who want to remain Africans and they don't want to be believers. Is there a difference? Yes. There's a difference between a church goer and one that is baptized of the Holy Ghost. Is there a difference? Yes. If there is a difference, you recognize it and you thank God for it. But the one who is not a believer, he wants to pull everybody down who seems to be prospering, who
seemed
to be having a gift that God is using. Am I speaking what you know? Yes. If you have got an attitude like that, whoever is trying to do something good, you want to pull them down. You look at me, don't look at these ones. Poor discernment. If somebody is doing well, we want to make sure we promote that one. Is
that
right? What does the prophet talk about in adoption? If Manasseh is raising corn, you've got to support him raising corn. Don't try to raise corn the way he's doing and compete with him. You do something else according to predestination. Is that right? And
he
says, if somebody has got the ball, don't take the ball from him. Protect him. Because he's going to make your team win. Is this what the prophet said? This is it. Discern the body of the Lord. Because that brother, that sister is part of the body. Is that right? Then let's support him to make sure that it works right. This is where Christian life begins. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are no longer looking through your own eyes. You are looking through the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord always sees best. But men will never see the right thing. You want to pull somebody down. Is this what happens around? But you're not one of them that's trying to pull somebody down. That is called jealousy.
It's
not found in the body of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, he says on paragraph 2 of page 4 of the same book, now, our eternal destination is not altogether determined but by what we see and what we hear. But it is determined on what discernment we have of what we see and what we hear.
kwezvatinoona kana kunzwa.
After you see it, what are you doing?
Mushure mekunge waona uri kuitei?
After you hear it, what are you doing?
Mushure mekunge wanzwa wakaitei?
Are you seeing?
Muri kuona?
It's your reaction.
Madairiro ako.
That matters.
Ane basa.
After you hear and what you see and after you see.
Mushure mekunge waona kana kunzwa.
That reaction shows or qualifies you whether you are part of the body or you are not.
Madairiro ako anoratidza kana kuti anotipupurira kuti uri muchikamu chemutumbi here kana kuti kwete.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Somebody is in need.
Pana
and you see it, then you say, these guys are wasting our money.
Wobva wazviona wobva kuti ari kupedza mari yedu.
Somebody says, I want to help this one.
Mumwe wobva kuti ndoda kumubatsira.
Are these two things different?
Zvinhu zviri izvi zvakasiyana here?
Yes.
Hongu.
So we want to do the right one.
Toda kuita zvakanaka zvacho.
And the one that is seeing everything is Almighty God.
Ari kuona zvese ndiMwari wamasimba ose.
It's not, we're not doing it for men.
Hatisi kuzviitira vanhu.
We're doing it for God.
Tikuzviitira Mwari.
What you do after what you see.
Zvaunoita mushure mekunge waona.
That is for God.
NdezvaMwari.
You're not going to report to any man.
Hapana kwauchanotaurira
vanhu. You're not reporting to any woman.
Hausazopindurira kuvanhu kana murume kana mudzimai.
Paul was not disputing with them for taking the communion.
Paulo anga asingaite gakava navo nekuti vadya chirairo.
Their act was right.
Chitiko chaive chakanaka.
Taking communion.
Kudya chirairo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But their discernment was wrong.
Asi kunzvera kwavo kwaive kwakatsveyama.
Taking the Lord's Supper is the commandment of the Lord.
Nekuti kudya chirairo chashe kurayira kwashe.
But to take it unworthily.
Asi kuchidya usina kukodzera.
Not discerning the Lord's body is where the wrong lays.
Usina kunzvera mutumbi washo ndio pane kukanganisa kwacho.
The act of you coming down to partake communion is okay.
Chitiko chako chekuuya kuno kuzodya chirairo chakanaka.
But you knowing very well that today you were stealing it okay and you want to join up the line. That is what is wrong.
Uchinyatsoziva kuti wabakwa okay hoya pano oda kudya chirairo ndo zvakaipa.
You are eating your that's damnation to yourself.
Uri kuzvidyira kupomerwa pachako.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because Abraham was victorious.
Nekuti Abraham akakunda.
He overcame the kings.
Akakunda madzimambo.
And on his way back as a victorious Christian.
Akudzoka semukristo akunda.
That is when he met Melchizedek.
Ndopa akasangana naMelchizedek.
Look at what Melchizedek did to a victorious man.
Taisamoni zvakaitwa naMelchizedek kumurume akakunda.
Bread and wine.
Akapuwa chingwa newine.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
Yes.
Hongu.
You had the opportunity to steal.
Wakava nemukana wokuba.
You had the opportunity to scold the people.
Wakava nemukana wokutuka vanhu.
But you did not.
Asi hauna.
Are you victorious?
Wakakunda here.
Yes.
Hongu.
You got the opportunity but you did not do it.
Wakaona mukana wokuzvita asi hauna kuita.
Amen.
Amen.
You have got, you saw a brother in the wrong and you had the opportunity to find everybody else but you did not do it. Then you are victorious.
Wakaona hama ichikanganisa ukawana mukana wokufonera hama dzese kuti yamone zvandaona asi hauna kuzvita. Wakakunda.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You are victorious.
Ndokukunda uko.
Your wife did not iron your trousers correctly.
Mudzimai wako haana aina trousers zvakanaka.
Or she bent the meat.
Kana kuti akapisa nyama.
You had the right.
Wanga uine kodzero.
To shout.
Kupopota.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You had the right to throw the trousers into her face.
Waive nemukana wokukanda trousers kumeso kwake.
But you did not do it.
Asi hauna kuzviita.
Victorious.
Ndiko kukunda.
You are victorious.
Wakakunda.
Then come.
Uya udye.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
I'm not saying everybody who ever scolded and but you prayed. You asked God to forgive you. And then you are victorious.
Handisi kuti munhu wese akambotuka asi wakanamata kuna Mwari kuti ndiregererei. Wakakunda. Saka uya.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
The one who asks forgiveness from the Lord for all the wrong, that is the man that is victorious.
Uyo anokumbira ruregerero kuna Ishe kune zvese zvaakaita ndiye mukundi.
All our victories are found on our knees.
Kukunda kwedu kwose kunouya tiri pamabvi.
Amen.
Amen.
After you scold, after you do whatever you have done to everybody else. If you don't ask for forgiveness, You are not victorious at all.
Mushiro mekungo apopota mushiro waita zvese ukasakumbira ruregere kunashe hausi mukundi.
But the victorious one.
Asiva kundi.
Is on the knees.
Do vari pamambo.
Why?
Say.
Paul says we die daily.
Paulo anoti tinofa mazuva ose.
Amen.
Amen.
We die daily.
Tinofa mazuva ose.
And the prophet told us.
Profita akatiudza.
We are always making mistakes.
Tinogara tichikanganisa.
Is anybody who says me? Forget.
Ari pera anoti
ini. I don't make mistakes.
Andikanganise ini.
Then you're out of the scripture.
Saka uri kunze kwegwaro.
Because the prophet says.
Munoti profita
akati. We always make them.
Tinogara tichikanganisa.
It's only the grave that will stop us from making more.
Kukanganisa kuchatomiswa neguva.
As long as we're in this flesh, brother, sister,
kunyange tiri vapenyu tiri munyama ino,
we are making mistakes.
Tiri kungokanganisa.
And you know that story about that young boy that went for the interview in Ballard Milling Company?
Munozere nyaya kamujaya kakaenda kuinterview ku company
Ballard and Ballard.
Ballard and Ballard.
As I was with Moses.
Says Andaivana Moses.
Is that right? And this guy came up and he was looking at the candidates.
Murume akauya achitarisa vari kunyora interview.
Amen. And he missed this other guy. He had a pencil, but he didn't have a rubber.
Akaona mujaya uyu akanga aine penzura asi asina rubber.
And he says, young man, tell me what is happening.
Sikanzi mujaya ndiudze chii chiri kuitika.
I see you've got a pencil, you've got no rubber. Everybody else has got rubbers.
Ndirikuona kuti une penzura asi hauna rubber. Vamwe vese vane marabha.
He smiled and looking to him.
Akanyemwerera akavatarisa.
Says me.
Kati inini.
I don't make mistakes.
Aina handife ndakakanganisa ini.
This is why I don't even need a rubber.
Ndosaka ndisingatombodi rubber.
He showed him the door out.
Akabva ngomuti buda.
I don't employ people who don't make mistakes.
Andipinze vanhu basa vasingakanganise.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
This is why parents.
Ndichikonzera vabereki.
With their children forcing them to accept to say I am sorry. Hey, you know that.
Vari mushishi kumanikidza vana nekuvadzidzisa kuti agone kuti ndiregererewo.
Because right in their blood, they don't want to say I'm sorry. They don't want to apologize. Brother, you beat that child until they fall down and they'll kick at you and keep on hitting. Say sorry. Say, I will never say sorry.
Unomurova mwana wekusika awira pasi uchingomurova achipfana makumbo. Uchimuti itandiregererewo. Haafe akataura izvo.
But Christians are able to say sorry.
Asima Kristu vanokwanisa kuti ndiregererewo.
Is that right?
This way.
They say sorry to one another and they say sorry to the Lord. Is that right?
This way.
Forgive us as we forgive those that wrong against us. This is where Christianity all begins, brother. It's a sign you are one.
Chiratidzo chekuti tiri vamwe.
This Christian
uri muKristu
was taking communion.
MaKristu aya akanga achidya chirairo.
Amen. And not living the life.
Asi vasiri kurarama upenyu.
Christianity is an experience.
ChiKristu chiitiko.
And a life.
Uye upenyu.
And these Christians was just living any kind of a life.
Uye MaKristu aya vaingorarama chero mhando yeupenyu.
Making a poor example of their profession.
Vachipa muenzaniso wakaipa wechiKristu chavanopopura. Paulo akati,
in this cause, many are sick.
Vakawanda
among you.
Vakawanda vanorwara uye vane hutera pakati
penyu. Many are asleep.
Uye vakawanda vavete.
Which means they are dead.
Zvireva kuti vakafa.
Because they haven't discerned the Lord's, the body of the Lord.
Nekuti havana kukwanisa kunzwera mutumbi waIshe.
Amen.
Amen.
We who call ourselves Christians.
Isu tinozviti maKristu.
We have no right to take the communion unless we are living above reproach of the world.
Hatina mvumo yekudya chirairo kunze kunge tiri kurarama upenyu unodarika kuzvidzwa nenyika.
We have no right.
Hatina kodzero.
The communion are for those who are living right as an example of Christianity.
Chirairo ndeche avo vari kurarama upenyu hwakanaka semuenzaniso wechiKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
When people hear us announcing about communion,
vanhu pavanotinzwa tichizivisa kuti tine chirairo,
some they leave all they are doing, even if they are busy, say I want to go.
Vamwe vanosiya zvisi zvavanga achiita kunyange anga akabatikana kuti ndida kuenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I want to show that I'm standing with the word of God.
Nekuti ari kuti ndauratidza kuti ndiri kumira neshoko raMwari.
That's a good man. That's a good woman. Some will say, communion. When? Then they arrange a journey on the communion night.
Service ye communion.
Or they would decide to come after communion and arrive at church. So that brothers would think he was there.
Kuti ama dzifunge kuti anga aripo.
Iwe, uya.
You please come.
Ugadzirise upenyu hwako.
And fix your life.
Uite candidate ye communion.
And become a candidate of communion.
Amen.
Amen.
Uda kupfimbika zvivi zvako kusvikira rini?
You want to hide your sins until when?
Buretsa.
Confess them.
Gadzirisa.
Fix your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Talk it over with the Lord. Is that right? He will take care of you. The worst thing there is in the world is a person to try to impersonate something. And there's too much of that in the world today. Not only do we, in this day, are guilty of the same crime that Paul was rebuking the Corinthian church for. But of trying to do something that the Lord had commanded without discerning the body of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And the body of the Lord is the believers. But today we are doing things not discerning any of the word of God. We should have a discernment on everything that we do. It ought to be measured by the word of God. All that Christians do and say should be measured by the word of God. Jesus said once, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God or understand. And in other words, you can't discern the kingdom of God until you are born again. Because it is the Spirit of God that does the discernment. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
People who will come and tell us that those who have accepted the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that they are fanatics, or they are some ungodly name that the devil pinned on the church to call them holy rollers. I preach in all the world, and I've never seen a holy roller yet. It's a name that the devil tagged on the church of the living God. Amen.
Amen.
It's things that we see every day. People don't want to go all the way to be Christians because you fear that I might lose my composure. I don't know what they're going to think I am. So I want to make sure I remain what I am, so I just take it small by small. No, don't do that. If you want to be a Christian, go all the way. Is that right? Okay, page 6. Here a few months ago, listen to this one. You read it in the newspaper up in New York. They had a trial of two little preachers that fell led of the Lord some time ago. Little fellows about like myself that hardly know their ABCs. And the Lord led them to the Bowery, and they bought a certain building. And there was preaching the gospel to their fallen brethren. Some great firm came to buy that.
And
all of them sold out, but these little preachers. Amen. They sold, they accepted to have their little buildings around there to be sold to this great firm. But these preachers, they said, were not selling ours. They had a revelation that the Lord wanted them to stay there. So they held the property. And the authorities brought them to court. And they went. And they sent and got one of the great intellectual giants. Tony Greenwald.
Gweta Greenwald.
And he made those little fellows feel ashamed to themselves. He placed their words so correctly. In court, is that right? And so educational, like, and in such a way that these little fellows didn't even know how to answer
him.
For he was an intellectual giant. One of the best attorneys there is. In New York. And they had the little fellow so confused.
Did
you know what to say? Finally he wrapped up and he said, what do you say? For yourselves. And one of the little preachers got up and he held the other one's hand and said, sir, the only thing that we know, the Lord told us to take this building. We can't match up with your intellectual knowledge about law and everything else. But all we know is
ukuziva kwenyu zve mitemo asi zvatinoziva
is that the Lord wanted us to take this building.
Ndezvekuti ishe vaida kuti titenge chivakwa ichi.
And Attorney Greenwald said,
Gweta Greenwald akati,
yes, stop that. We don't want no Lord in this case.
Imi mirai izvozvo hatidi ishe mune nyaya iyi.
About 2 weeks later,
masondo maviri akatevera,
an airplane tried to go under the bridge. And it dove into the icy waters. And there, Attorney Greenwald, laying in the waters, struggling and dying. I wonder if he wanted God on that
scene.
Do you see? 2 cases so far. The one about the centurion and the one about this attorney. Did this man discern the Lord's body? No. He was supposed to respect the man of God. Amen. Everybody is in their category. You must know who he is and what he is doing. Leave him in his job. We can't be the same people. He was supposed to know what the Lord does in giving authority and revelation. And this man died. Why?
Say.
Because he did not discern. But the centurion,
asimukuruezana,
the servant got healed.
Muranda akapora.
Because he discerned right.
Nekuti akanzvera zvakanaka.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
What was the matter?
Dambudziko raiverei.
He hadn't discerned the body of the Lord.
Haana kwanisa kunzvera mutumbi
washe. For those little preachers was anointed by the Holy Ghost.
Nekuti vaparidzi vechidiki vanga vakazodzwa nemweya mutsvene.
And had the will of God.
Uye vaine kuda kwaMwari.
We don't need to be intellectual giants.
Hatifane kuvana muzvinafundo.
We need to be humble servants of the Lord. And discern his body.
Tinofana kuve varanda vashe vakazvininipa tonzvera mutumbi wake.
In all of his smartness and his shrewdness. And his education.
Mukungwara kwake kose neuchenjero hwake wese nedzidzo yake.
You know the Bible says, it is better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck.
Zvirinani kuti uyo isungirirwe muhuro mako.
And you'll be drowned in the depths of the sea.
Wokandwa pasi pegungwa.
Than to offend any of my anointed.
Pane kugumbusa vazodziwa vangu.
I suppose he had a lot of time to think of the calling of the Lord on the scene.
Ndotenda takawa nenguva yakakwana yekuti afunge pamusoro pekudana kwashe pamamirire zvina.
But he didn't discern the body of the Lord.
Asa hana kunzwera mutumbi washe.
Did you see these two cases?
Maona here mamirire zvino maviraya.
Which one do you want?
Munoda zvipiwe?
The gentle
or the mukuru wezana kana zvagweta?
Amen.
Amen.
When you offend any of the little ones,
ukangogumbutsa mumwe wevadiki ava,
you are not doing well.
Hausi kuita zvakanaka.
You are no longer on the side of the Lord.
Hausi kurutivi rwashe.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But when you see what God has done in that brother, that sister, respect it.
Asi ukaona zvaitwa naMwari mune hama yo kana hanzvadziyo, zviremekedze.
You are not asked to make a comment.
Hauna kukumbirwa kunzi utaure.
Amen. There is nothing that will happen to you if you keep quiet only. It's good.
Hapana chinoitika kwauri ukanyarara, zvakatonaka.
If you have nothing good to say about any brother, shut up.
Kana usina chakanaka chekutaura pamusoro pehama, nyarara.
You are discerning the Lord's body.
Uri kunzwera mutumbi washe.
Amen.
Amen.
Did Achan discern the Lord's body?
Achan akanzwera here mutumbi washe.
He knew we are at war.
Akaziva kuti tiri pakurwa.
Amen. And they've destroyed Ai.
Vaparadza Ai guta.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And they were supposed to go to the next one.
Vaifanira kuenda kuguta rinotevera.
But they were now going to Ai. They just destroyed Jericho.
Vanga vakuenda kuAI vamukuparadza Jericho.
Amen. And they were supposed to proceed. You must always listen to instructions.
Unofanira kuteerera rairo nguva dzose.
Amen.
Amen.
Leave everything. Let's go.
Siya zvinhu zvese tiende.
But his mind,
asi pfungwa dzake,
was not on all these victories.
Dzanga dzisiri kutarisa kukunda kwese uko.
His mind was on the wedge of gold and the Babylonian garments.
Pfungwa dzake dzanga dziri pachimedu chegoridhe nehanzu yeBabylon.
Amen.
Amen.
And trying to get rich.
Uye nekuda kupfuma.
And not looking at what they are supposed to do.
Asingatarisi zvavari kufanira kuita.
That man.
Murume uyu.
His action.
Zvaakaita.
Cost Israel lives of innocent men.
Zvakaurayisa varume vasina mhosva veIsrael.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because there was sin in the camp.
Nekuti manga muine chivi mumusasa.
He did not discern the body of the Lord.
Haana kunzwera mutumbi washe.
Because you know.
Munoziva.
We are ambassadors one for another.
Tiri vamiririri mumwe kune mumwe.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
Our job is to keep our brothers.
Basa redu ndere kuchengetedza hama dzedu.
And the only best way you can keep your brother,
nzira yakanakisa yekuchengetedza hama yako,
is to live right.
Ndekurarama zvakanaka.
When you live right,
ukararama zvakanaka,
that alone I'm protecting my brother.
Izvo zvoga uri kutochengetedza hama yako.
I'm protecting my sister.
Ndiri kuchengetedza hanzvadzi yangu.
But when you don't live right,
asi kana usiri kurarama zvakanaka,
you are bringing a lot of harm.
Uri kuunza kukuvadzwa.
You are allowing devils to come.
Uri kutendera madhimoni kuti apinde.
And they're going to harm your brethren.
Chakuvadza hama dzako.
Live right.
Rarama zvakanaka.
Speak right.
Taura zvakanaka.
Act right.
Ita zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
Go the right places.
Enda kunzvimbo dzakanaka.
Get anointed all the time.
Zodzwa nguva dzose.
By the word of God.
Neshoko raMwari.
This is your anointing.
Ndochizoro chako.
When you read the word of God, you are anointing yourself.
Ukaverenga shoko raMwari uri kuzvizodza.
With the right things.
Nezvinhu zvakanaka.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
One time the prophet said,
pane imwe nguva muprofita
akati, show me the books you read.
Ndiratidze mabhuku aunoverenga.
Show me your friends.
Ndiratidze shamwari dzako.
Show me the music you listen to.
Ndiratidze mimhanzi yaunoteerera.
Then I will tell you the spirit that is on you.
Ndinobva ndakuudza mweya uri mauri.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Amen.
Amen.
So we want to quit all nonsense.
Tinoda kusiya tsvina dzose.
And live right.
Torarama zvakanaka.
In our schools.
Muzvikoro zvedu.
Places of work.
Kwatinoshanda.
In our neighborhood.
Munharaunda dzedu.
We want to show everybody.
Tinoda kuratidza vanhu vose.
That we are believers.
Kuti tiri vatendi.
That we come from God.
Kuti takabva kuna Mwari.
And we are going back to God.
Uye tiri kudzokera kuna Mwari.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
If you are not convinced.
Kana usina kugutsikana.
That you came from God.
Kuti wakabva kuna Mwari.
Then you are also not convinced that you won't go to God.
Uye hauzogutsikanawo kuti uchadzokera kuna Mwari.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
We want to make sure.
Toda kuva nechokwadi.
Amen. That we live with him and for him.
kuti tirarame navo uye tivararamire.
Let's stand upon our feet.
Tisimuke netsoka dzedu.
Hallelujah. We are heirs of the family.
Amen.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. Everybody sing. We are people of His kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are one. We are sanctified. We are cleansed by His blood. We are born of His Spirit. We are children of the Lord. Everybody, we are members of His body. We are objects of His love. We partake of His holiness. We are citizens of heaven above. We partake of His suffering. We partakers of His grace. We shall meet Him to be like Him. We shall see Him face to face. We are Lord, and we want to commit all into your hands in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We'd like to read the scripture while we're standing up. 1 Corinthians and chapter 11. Amen. And from verse 23. Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you.
Nokuti ndakagamuchira kuna She icho chandakakupaiwo.
That the Lord Jesus, the same night in the which He was betrayed, took bread.
Kuti Ishe Jesu nousiku wavakapandukirwa vakatora chingwa.
And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Akati avonga akachimedura akati, "Ichi ndiwo muviri wangu unobedurirwa imi. Itai izvi muchindirangarira."
After the same manner also, He took the cup when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Saizvozvo akati vapedza kurayira akatora mukombe akati, "Mukombe uyu ndiyo sungano itsva muropa rangu. Itai izvi nguva dzose kana muchinwa muchindirangarira."
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come.
Nekuti nguva dzose kana muchidya chingwa ichi kana kunwa mukombe uyu munoparidza rufu rwaShe kusvikira achiuya.
Therefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Naizvozvo mumwe nemumwe unodya chingwa ichi kana kunwa mukombe waShe nemutoo usina kufanira uchava nemhosva yemuviri neropa raShe.
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Zvino munhu ngaazviedze kuti adye chingwa ichi achidaro nokunwa mukombe uyu.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Nokuti unodya nokunwa asinganatsi kunzwisisa muviri waShe unozvidyira nokuzvinwira kurohwa.
For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Nemhaka iyi vazhinji varipo pakati penyu vasina simba, vanorwara, vazhinji vavete.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
Nekuti dai taizvidza timene hataizomborohwa.
But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Zvino kana tichitongwa tinorangwa naShe kuti tirege kutongerwa kurashwa pamwe chete nenyika.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another.
Naizvozvo hama dzangu kana muchiunganira pakudya miriranai.
And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come.
Kana munhu ane nzara ngaadye kumusha kwake kuti murege kuunganira kutongwa, zvimwe zvakasara ndichazvigadzirisa kana ndasvika.
I'll also read the scripture for feet washing.
Chaverenga rugaro rekugezana tsoka.
Amen. John in chapter 13.
Johani chitsauko 13.
I'm reading from verse 4.
Chaverenga verse 4.
He riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself.
Akasimuka pakurayira akabvisa nguo dzake akatora mucheka akazvisunga chiuno.
After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Zvino akadira mvura mumudziyo akatanga kushambidza tsoka dzavadzidzi vake akadzipukuta nomucheka waakanga akazvisunga nawo.
Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
Akasvika kuna Simon Petro iye akati kwaari, Ishe, imi moshambidza tsoka dzangu kani?
Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, chandinoita hauchizivi zvino, asi uchazvinzwisisa pashure.
Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Petro akati kwaari, hamungatomboshambidzi tsoka dzangu nokusingaperi. Jesu akapindura akati, kana ndisingakushambidzi, hauna mugove neni.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Simon Petro akati kwaari, dzirege kuva tsoka dzangu dzoga, asi maoko angu nomusoro wanguwo.
Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are not clean, but you are clean, but not all.
Jesu akati kwaari, wakashambidzwa muviri wose unofanira koga kuti ashambidzwe tsoka dzake. Zvino wanaka kwazvo, imi makanaka asi hamuzi mose.
For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, You are not all clean.
Nokuti wakanga achiziva uyo waizomupandukira, saka akati hamuna kunaka mose.
So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said to them, Know ye what I have done to you?
Zvino wakati ashambidza tsoka dzavo akatora nguo dzake akagarazve akati kwavari, munoziva zvandakuitirai here?
You call me master and lord, and you say well, for so I am.
Munondiidza mudzidzisi uye Ishe, munoreva zvakanaka nokuti ndini iye.
If I then, your lord and master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
Zvino kana ini Ishe nomudzidzisi ndakashambidza tsoka dzenyu, nemiwo munofanira kushambidzana tsoka dzenyu.
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
Ndakakuratidzai makwara kuti muite imi sezvandakakuitirai ini.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him.
Zvirokwazvo, zvirokwazvo, ndinoti kwamuri, muranda haazi mukuru kuna she wake, uye wakatumwa mukuru kune wakamutuma.
If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Amen.
Kana muchiziva zvinhu izvi, makaropafadzwa kana muchizviita. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. The Lord is wonderful, isn't He?
Ishe vakanaka, vana kunaka here?
I'd like to ask you to take your seats.
Chakumbirai kuti mugare zvenyu pasi.
I'm going to be asking the ministers to come forward.
Chakumbirai kuti vashumire.